It was 5 p.m. The train arrived at the station, and Lily, a fire journalist, got out of the train. She comes to this town to take a break. She's going to her uncle's house. She wants to take a new start in her life. Lily wants to become an author. She walks in the forest to arrive at her uncle's castle. The wind blew and she tried to warm up her hands. She walked for 20 minutes and now the night has fallen. The full moon is shining. She has arrived now. She knocked and...
Oh, hi Lily, it's you.
Hi Uncle Aaron, how are you?
The uncle doesn't respond. He makes a sign to invite Lily to come in. Just after this, they start to visit the old house.
Well, here you have the second living room.
Ooh, it's really cold here. They just started the heating system.
Yeah, of course.
Lily was about to ask another question, but her uncle stopped her and took her arm brutally.
Don't ask silly questions. The cold live in this house. Now, my dear, you're probably tired. You need to go to sleep now. But most important, don't turn off the light.
She accepts and goes to sleep in a small bedroom with a lot of spiderweb. She obeyed and didn't turn the light off. During the night, the wind blows too much and wakes Lily up.
Oh God, it's freezing cold here. Maybe I need another blanket. I think I saw one in the first living room. What is this? Uncle Aaron, is that you?
Lily turns on the lights in the corridor.
Why did you do that? Turn the light off.
It's you, Uncle Aaron. What's happening here?
Why? Why did you need to leave your room? Why did you need to hurt me like this? Now, I need to become the bad guy.
What? I don't understand who you are. What are you?
Why do you want to know that? You're gonna die. I'm so sorry. I don't want to do that. But you hurt myself. And I need your brain to survive.
But why?
Lily starts to run. She can hear her uncle's steps behind her. She's not feeling dizzy anymore. She walks up in her iron chair, her hand unchained. Her uncle is just in front of her.
Maybe next time you won't leave your room. I need to punish you, and I need to be healing. So now, I'm gonna test some healing things, and you're gonna be my guinea pig. But in the case you die, I let you ask me 3 questions.
Did I really gonna die? I don't realize my dream, I'm too young! And to relieve your conscience, you let me 3 fucking questions? Is my life worth 3 questions for you?
Is that your first question?
No! I will not ask you questions. You're just an horrible creature.
Well, you're just gonna die then.
Wait. Maybe I can at least ask you some questions to understand. So, why are you like this?
Finally, you have a good idea. I become like this because I want to be more powerful. Next.
Are you like a laboratory failure? Are you just a monster? I really don't get what you are. Please explain to me. I deserve to know.
Too many questions.
Are you serious? You're just a mistake.
Shut up.
The chain breaks with Uncle Punch. Lily can escape now. She starts to run. She arrives in the corridor and all the doors were closed. She's blocked.
Next time, you won't try to dump me.